Canadian troops defeat 10-foot plants after a 10-day battle. This is Near Zedan reporting on the 24th of October, 2006. Hey, it's my brother's birthday. Hello, this is Near Zedan reporting from Kandahar, Afghanistan, Bananistan. Canadian troops fighting terrorists in Afghanistan came upon an unexpected and potent enemy, an army of marijuana plants, many exceeding 10 feet in height, were hired by the Taliban to help them fight Canadian forces. The Taliban used the plants for camouflage. Canadian forces celebrated defeat of one marijuana plant by hotboxing an armored vehicle. The army attempted to burn down the plants so the Taliban wouldn't have them for camouflage or smoking, but the forces ran into some difficulty. The plants were so full of water that few of them burnt. A few brown plants on the edge of the forest did catch. We speak to General Rick Hiller now, who tells us about how successful incineration has its own drawbacks. Yes, so when you were destroying these plants, what happened?
Well, several soldiers were downwind of the burning plants and became so stoned that they forgot what the mission was. And, you know, we were pointing our army-issue water guns really different places. I mean, it was dangerous. Very dangerous.
Finally, after 10 days, Canadian forces were able to defeat the Taliban and the 10-foot marijuana plants. It is believed that this crucial military victory will help to demoralize the Taliban by depriving them of the intoxicating properties of marijuana. Many of the plants have now gone missing, but General Hiller attributes it to a minor clerical error. In an unrelated story, thick smoke was found seeping from many military tents in the area, and soldiers were reported to be in high spirits. Thank you, this is Near Zedan reporting. I hope to damage your ears again soon.